This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The United Nations chief weapons inspectors report to the UN Security Council today on Iraq's level of cooperation with UN demands that Baghdad disarm. The inspectors and some members of the council say the report is simply part of a process and should not be seen as a trigger for war. The United States says that Iraq has had more than enough time to demonstrate compliance with UN Resolution 1441, but has failed to do so. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
UN officials Hans Blix and Mohammed Al-Baradei are expected to give the Security Council a mixed report on Iraq's cooperation during the first 2 months of weapons inspections. Both men already have said publicly that Baghdad has cooperated by allowing UN inspectors access to sites in Iraq upon request, but has impeded the inspectors in other ways. Blix and Al-Baradei say the inspectors need more time and more active cooperation from Baghdad to determine whether Iraq has chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons programs. Baghdad insists it has cooperated and says the U.S. is determined to go to war no matter what. Other permanent Security Council members, France, Russia, and China, say the inspection should be extended. But Secretary of State Colin Powell, speaking yesterday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, expressed opposition.
To those who say, why not give the inspection process more time, I ask, how much more time does Iraq need to answer these questions? It is not a matter of time alone. It is a matter of telling the truth. And so far, Saddam Hussein still responds with evasion and with lies.
Last fall, it took almost 2 months of arduous negotiations within the Security Council to produce unanimous support for Resolution 1441. It gives Iraq a final chance to comply with disarmament or face serious consequences. Powell said that Council members must be willing to enforce the resolution, or the United States and others, he says, will do it without the United Nations.
When all 15 members of the Council voted to pass UN Resolution 1441, they assumed a heavy responsibility to put their will behind their words. Multilateralism cannot become an excuse for inaction.
And time, said Powell, is running out. The secretary spoke at the end of a week punctuated by angry outbursts from the French and Germans over what they see as American arrogance and a unilateral rush toward war. Lee Feinstein, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says the stakes are high for everyone.
Back in November, when 1441 was passed, the way the Security Council managed to come to agreement was by papering over their differences. They papered over their differences on how to come back to the Security Council and on whether or not to authorize the use of force. That was the easy part, and now we're facing the hard part.
France has hinted it might veto any new resolution that calls for military action against Baghdad. David Malone, former Canadian ambassador to the UN and now head of the International Peace Academy in New York, says that Washington obviously will have a hard sell if it calls for war. But he says council members opposed to war have to worry about the impact of a veto.
The French, the Russians, and the Chinese, with the French in the lead, object to the British and the American approach, but don't want to press the U.S. so hard that it will decide to bypass the Council and proceed with action beyond the remit of the Council. This would weaken the Security Council and hence weaken the position of France in international relations. So it's a delicate balance.
Lee Feinstein says that fear of what a veto would mean could result in a Security Council decision to do nothing, not even to take up another resolution.
You could have an outcome where there was a very strong debate. The Security Council is partly a debating forum. The Security Council members could air their different points of view, and then they could decide to agree to disagree.
That still could result in military action by the United States and other like-minded countries outside the United Nations, Feinstein says, but would not be as damaging as a veto to UN credibility. The Security Council is expected to meet again on Wednesday to consider the implications of today's report by the weapons inspectors. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.